Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Foley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Life will never be the same again when you send for your chart. It's quite an exciting experience, and it may explain to you why your childhood was so messed up. And, you know, we do have something that happens to us when we're born. We come into this planet, into this dimension, right, to a family of individuals, a mother, a father. And it seems like the major block of karma that we have to deal with in our lives, 99 times out of 100, I'll say most people deal with a karma concerning being the baby and growing up in a childhood environment. Today we're going to take a look at a very vital topic that I have done before in the Astrology Hour and that I will do again today for those of you that have never heard it, of course. And we will analyze this karma that we bring with us into this dimension when we are born. So we're going to take a look at the childhood effect in the natal chart. Now, of course, if you are an individual that either had a traumatic childhood on one extreme, whether it was emotionally, psychically, spiritually, even physically abusive, or if you had on the other hand, if you're 1 out of 100 who had a good childhood, then you can call us up and we'll explain to you what that means. Occasionally, there are two reasons why. Okay, first of all, if you are born and you're born into a traumatized childhood experience, then it doesn't always mean that you have karma as much as it is being shocked into the realization of this planet and what's going on here, okay? Some people are born into what they think are perfect childhood environments. Their parents also do an excellent job of brainwashing them too, okay? So we actually take a look at a lot of interesting ingredients when we analyze the childhood, because many of us know we had a tough childhood. Some of us did have a tough childhood and we don't know it. And some of us have a lot of bad habits and behavioral patterns in our lives, and we wonder why the career or the relationships, our friendships, our basic socialization with this planet doesn't work. And when you go through therapy, you discover that the reason why it didn't work was because of something that happened in the childhood. So, you know, parents do a pretty good job of actually sometimes controlling or making sure their children turn out to be just as they want them to, instead of encouraging them to be as they should. Many parents make the mistake of hoping their children don't fall into the same rut they did, and they try to do things that will encourage the children to be perfect. What I prefer doing, if I was a parent, which I'm not, would be to encourage that child to be the best they could be, whatever it would be they would want to be, okay? But for some reason, parents oftentimes make the mistake of trying to shaping the child themselves and sculpturing them and sometimes damaging them. And knowing nothing about astrology or metaphysics, of course, this is where a lot of problems develop in the childhood. When we analyze childhood karma, I want you to be aware of a couple of major points, okay? Point number one, you have no one to blame but yourself, okay? So please don't hit me up with Dad did this and Mom did that and Uncle Harry or Uncle Bill did this and Aunt Barbara did this or whatever. Don't tell me about what they did to you in your childhood, and don't tell me who you're blaming, okay? Because the one thing that I have learned to believe and trust with astrology and metaphysics is to understand, and I hate to say this because a lot of people can't swallow it, but I will say it, that I do believe that this universe is perfect. In other words, the universe returns to a state of balance all the time. And that means I firmly believe that everything happens for a just reason, a just cause, okay? And for that reason, I also do believe that people put themselves in situations with adults, with parents, when they're born, which is a karma, which is usually a total exact reflection of what they were when they were the parents, and these two people that are raising them now were once the kids. And it's like a vicious circle. We seem to be coming back over and over again with reversed roles. First we're the parents, then they're the parents, then we're the parents, then they're the parents. And that is why when you are in a family unit, sometimes you do feel like you're fathering and mothering your own mother or father because that's what the relationship is. When the mistakes are stopped and when the pressure and the manipulation and the stress and the abuse stops finally on one hand and there is forgiveness, then this circle is broken and the karma is somewhat absolved. But frankly, so number one, we have no one to blame but ourselves. Number two, what we're dealing with here is a karma, which means that we are receiving an energy for better or for worse in our childhood. The major block of energy that we were destined to experience as children is what is laid down upon us during our growth period. Now, astrologically, the way we analyze karma during our childhood is we ask ourselves three questions. Number one, do we have planets in the first house? Okay? That's the big question. Now, if you don't know what the first house is and you do have an astroscope chart, then look at your wheel and look at it like it was a pie, okay? 12 pieces of pie. And then look over to where the 9 would be on the clock face in case it was a pie clock, okay? And then going counterclockwise, you can number those pieces of pie from where the 9 would be starting there, 1 through 12. So you'd begin, so from 9 to 6, it would be 1, 2, 3, those first three houses. And from the other bottom half would be 4, 5, 6. Then the top six houses would be 7 through 12. So the bottom six, if you cut the pie in half, top to bottom, right, then the bottom six slices of pie would be houses 1 through 6. If you had any planets in the first house, you would have some numbers written in that first piece of pie. And also in the body of your astroscope, some of the paragraphs would be headed, planets are such and such, like Mars or Venus or Mercury or Saturn in house 1. Okay? So anyone that is born with planets in house 1 has a focus of karma in the childhood. I'm aware that some of you have severely afflicted planets in the first house, like I do, a Scorpio moon with 4 squares on it. Or some of you may have more than one planet in the first house, like Mercury, Neptune, Sun, Saturn. This doesn't say a whole lot for your ability as a parent in a past life. I'm sorry, but if you are born with planets in the first house that are under affliction, then part of your karma is to come back and learn how to raise children. And part of the trauma and shock connected with that has to do with being put in an intense environment, almost frightening, if not just terrorizing, when you're growing up. Okay? And one of the major purposes of life that I can see is for many of us to overcome the terror of a bad childhood and overcome the need to blame or to feel remorse or regrets or to have anxiety or to have guilt or fear concerning that. And if and when you can ever overcome this energy, then you truly have absolved that karma. And if at that point you are qualified or choose to have children, you know, the funny thing about it is a lot of people have children and they haven't even processed or worked out the karma they've had with their parents and themselves in their own childhood. And thinking they're a know-it-all, of course, even though they've been severely damaged by their own childhoods, they end up with children. Well, what happens is it compounds, and that's how we create karma. It seems easy to want to raise a family and have kids, doesn't it? But until you take care of your own homework and somehow reach a state of inner balance where you can somehow embrace what you were and what you stood for in childhood and embrace what your parents and any other negative element that might have been around to affect you, once you can embrace that for whatever happened, and I'm aware that some of you had some massive, massive abuse when you were a child, including sexual abuse and child abuse of all kinds, abandonment and torturous situations emotionally. But trust me, if you ever go through a regression or end up in a period psychically where you can plug into what happened in your past lives, believe it or not, you will discover yourself as the character who is implementing the pain on the child. And that's why it is unfortunate that we have to experience the terror that goes on for many of us. But I do believe God is a merciful force. And I do believe that karma is a just law. You know, and I've come to that state so I myself can come to grips and make a peace with myself concerning what happened in my personal childhood. Because it's not healthy to be mad or to hate or to hold grudges or to have pain or feel regrets or guilt or remorse. You got to embrace it all and let it go in order to grow. And that's the way it works. So if you are somebody that either has anger or hate for your mother and father, okay, or for brothers and sisters, or for people that were around you when you were a child, that you say it was them that caused me to be like this, right? If you have that, then check and see if you don't have planets in the first house, and whether they're afflicted or not, there's a focus on first house karma with planets in the first house. Also, number two, your ascendant, your rising sign, is the baby factor. Okay, the rising sign, the point of rising when you were born, if it's, how it is aspected at the moment of birth is critical in understanding what went down during the entire childhood from 0 to 18 years old. Okay, so whether you have planets in the first house or not, how the rising sign is aspected is the key. And an afflicted ascendant, which means, once again, afflictions are squares, oppositions, or quinxes on your rising sign would guarantee something amiss in the childhood. And like I say, a lot of people have been brainwashed so well. You know, I've talked to a lot of clients in my day, and I find that a lot of people will come to me and say, you know what, I had the ideal childhood, I love my mom, I love my dad, and, you know, when I get done with that consultation, these people are hot, they're angry, they're mad, they're upset, and they feel used and abused and manipulated. Because when we go over their charts, they realize in the end that they became a total product. That good little girl, that good little boy, just the way mommy and daddy wanted you to be, they became a total product of exactly what their parents wanted them to be. And that is has a lot to do with why some of the problems they have in their life with love affairs, relationships, or whatever, stem from following the rules just the way mommy and daddy wanted them to. Okay? So, you know, this topic is really, really something that's a food for thought and something to do some soul searching with to see really if you did have some karma there with the parents or the family in childhood. So planets in the first house of, number one is karma. If they're afflicted, it's much more intense. An afflicted ascendant, okay, an afflicted rising sign, squares, oppositions, or inconjuncts, also would be karma in the childhood. And the third point would be the chart ruler. The chart ruler is the planet that rules the sign that is rising in your chart, okay? Let's go over this. Chart rulers are as follows. If you're Aries rising, then Mars would be your chart ruler and the planet controlling your childhood karma. If you're Taurus or Libra rising, Venus is your chart ruler and the planet that would control your childhood karma. If you are Gemini or Virgo rising, Mercury would be the chart ruler. If you are Cancer rising, the moon would be the chart ruler. Leo rising would have the sun as their chart ruler. And Scorpio rising would have Pluto as their number one important planet and chart ruler. Sag rising has Jupiter as chart ruler. Capricorn rising has Saturn. Aquarius rising has Uranus. And Pisces rising has Neptune as chart ruler. Now, so if you ask yourself, if you see in your chart that you have no planets in the first house and you have a fine ascendant, it's not afflicted, then look to the chart ruler to see how that's aspected by sign and by house. And if you have an afflicted chart ruler, that also would aid or add to childhood karma. Okay? And the final ingredient, number four, would be Aries planets. Okay? So planets in the first house, planets afflicted there, afflicted ascendant, afflicted chart ruler, or Aries planets in the chart anywhere would reveal childhood karma. Now, I want to go over each and every one of the planets to give you an idea of what type of karma you would have in the childhood. And a heavy part of this show, because I know a lot of you are parents and interested in your children, I know even Patty's calling right now to find out about her son, is that if you look in your child's charts and you see that they do have planets in the first house afflicted, then pay attention to this show. Because maybe understanding the karma that you will now have with your children is something you could do to take the edge off and to not be so controlling or dominating, because unfortunately, I don't think any of us in our current human states are experts when it comes to child rearing. And I think we have a lot to learn from the children. I love Molly Groger, who does her eating awareness training on Wednesdays before my show at 11:30. She talks about how parents are so ready to feed their children when the children have their mouth closed and they're telling them they don't want anything to eat. But parents are always shoveling it in. It's like parents know that baby needs to eat, and a lot of us get fat and gain weight in our lives because we don't know when to stop eating because we were force-fed when we were babies. And that's, you know, just like you will feed a child because you think there's people starving in China or because you think it's going to help their bodies. You know, babies know what they need. And they open their mouth or cry when they're hungry, and they close their mouth if they don't want what's given to them, if they know it's not good for them, or if they're not hungry anymore. But we don't care. We're busy. You know, so we force it in their mouths. You have to have more. You know, I'd much rather somebody who was feeding me go, okay, so the kid's not hungry, leave him alone. Maybe he'll grow up and be a perfect height and weight for that reason. But so many of us are so insecure that we shovel it in our kids, and they turn out to be as fat as we are. You know, and that's not right. That's why the karma gets compounded. And don't you understand that first house stuff is all the appearance? It has so much to do with the body and the look and the size of the individual. So a lot of reasons why people gain weight or have binging or purging experiences has to do with how we were treated in the early periods of our babiness, of our childhood there. Babies are pretty smart. They have instincts. We should pay attention to those instincts. I like to find out from my mother if she ever put anything in my mouth when I closed my mouth and said I didn't want any more. It's funny how even when babies cry, we assume that they want a bottle in their mouths. That's not always true. But we give them that lemonade or that apple juice or something sweet, so they in their minds, they relate sweetness to something that'll take away pain. And that's why people binge out when they were in pain sometimes. But anyway, let's take a look at each and every one of the planets. The sun, okay, the sun in the first house, or sun afflicted, okay, or Leo rising, okay, then there's a focus on father karma here, because the sun is the father, okay, and it also has a lot to do with pride and dignity of self. So that would be the part of the being that would be interfered with karmically if the sun is afflicted in the first house, if the sun is chart ruler, or if the person is Leo rising with afflicted Leo planets. So pride and dignity, intense family involvement, and also usually an intense or a very disciplinarian type father, sometimes over emotional. And you know what? Because the son always is the father, it doesn't matter where your son is. You can take a look at what your father's like by analyzing the sun, what house it's in, what sign it's in, and how it's aspected. I have a sun square moon in my chart, so my parents are very sensitive, extremely sensitive. When they're happy, the whole world's happy, and when they're upset, I would think the whole world gets upset too. The moon is similar to the sun. It is the mother. The moon, Cancer planets, okay, and if the moon is placed in the first house, would affect the emotions of the child. And an afflicted moon means an oversensitive mother, that the child would pick up nervousness, stress, and sensitivity from the mother dealing with a lot of stress. Okay? So oftentimes we act like our mothers emotionally from where the moon is located in the chart. And that's something that's very, very important that I want you to understand. Now, if you have an afflicted moon in your first house, then you better believe that you were surrounded by your mom in your childhood. Okay? Now, if there's an opposition to that moon, it might be no mom. It might be mom taken away from you. But usually afflicted moons mean tremendous, intense involvement and influence by the mother, and can also be a very manipulative force, too. Are the part of you that will say, oh, I had a great childhood. You know, the brainwashing aspect. Okay? Mercury is a planet that rules the brain and psychology and the nervous system. And having Mercury in the first house afflicted, you know, telling the child shut up or no or keep quiet, speak when you're spoken to, stuff like that, there's a psychological problem coming from someone in the family that is inherited by the child due to all that negativity, psychologically speaking. Okay? That's the Mercury effect. Also, afflicted Gemini rising. And with the moon, it's afflicted Cancer rising. Okay? Well, it means the same thing as afflicted moon, emotions. Venus in the first house or afflicted Libra or Taurus rising is a problem or could be a problem concerning love, values, tenderness, romance, are too much of the wrong kind of ingredients injected into a child that would be very different if they didn't get those type of ingredients. Some parents and families try to tell the children what love's all about, like they know. And if you have an afflicted Venus in the first house, you could grow up with values that are not on center. Okay? Same with men or people that are looking for women. If you have an afflicted Venus in the first house, way too much pressure would be put on a person concerning the type of women that they would hang out with, even as a young person. Okay? Could even turn you off to women because of some of the negative elements in the childhood there. It's also a very tender aspect. It's a very vulnerable person would have Venus afflicted in the first house. Mars is a planet that's very interesting because Mars rules the health and our sex drive and the male influence of the men we would like. If you have Mars in the first house, wow, your family and the men you hang with, it's almost like you need a trial and jury to get approval on who you're with here. And your family can be very intense, especially on little girls that have Mars in the first house afflicted. The family could really frighten a little girl about men, okay? And same with men who have Venus in the first house afflicted. Families could actually freak men out with women, encourage them in the wrong avenues, so to speak, okay? Jupiter in the first house afflicted is a little frightening because the freedom factor is questioned here, and people literally can feel like they're enslaved or locked up, are hermitized or something when their Jupiter's in the first house afflicted as children. So if you have a child with Jupiter in the first house afflicted, I think it's a very important point to give that child some freedom. Otherwise, when they grow up, they'll disappear. You won't see them. They'll be gone. Okay? A lot of runaways have Jupiter in the first house afflicted, in case you wondered. Okay? Saturn in the first house is the toughest childhood karma because you're taking the planet of karma, which is Saturn, and you are putting it in the first house of childhood, okay? So you are, not only do we face up to the most important major block of karma when we're born anyway in the childhood, but Saturn guarantees it. And up until the point we are finally 30 years old, Saturn and Aries are in the first house would indicate the biggest obstacle to overcome would be the stress and the trauma in the childhood with Saturn in the first. And a well-aspected Saturn in the first house would be a well-manipulated and brainwashed child, okay, where they think things were perfect, all right? Uranus in the first house is a little dangerous because Uranus in the first house would be an accident-prone child, somebody who would be subject to love hate from friends, someone that might also bolt if they're not happy, an independent factor, and a very, very strange, a unique, or different type of child. Very, very bright also with Uranus in the first. Okay? Neptune in the first is so weird that sometimes we almost block out or black out some of the experiences from childhood because we can't figure out what happened. It's like we lived in a fog. It's like an illusion. Now, I realize a lot of you out there have Mercury in the first, Mars in the first, Neptune in the first. You're going, Farley, I needed this topic. You know, it's important for you not to feel bad about what happened in the childhood. It is more important to know that it is a karma, and it's best to just love it, embrace it, and let it go. Whatever it was, send it off. Don't blame them. It's your karma, and send it off. You'll be much better for it. Whenever you remember that childhood, let it go. Send it off. It was my karma. So Neptune in the first is definitely a little strange because drug addiction and alcoholism or people being involved in addictive behavior like smoking, drinking, cigarettes, coffee, pot, whatever. You're living a lifestyle with people that are addicted to things like sugar, chocolate, and you pick that all up. Okay. And finally, Pluto in the first is a little strange, too, because, you know, this is when we, if a planet, afflicting a planet in the first house is Pluto or a Scorpio planet, or Pluto itself's in the first house, then we have the more of a sexual interference possible here. Or, on the other hand, intensity, almost fear or violence possible with Pluto there. So, And that could be something, you know, Mick Jagger's got Pluto on the ascendant in the first house. One wonders what he went through in his childhood. He's Leo rising with Pluto rising in the first, so he turned out to be a pretty interesting dude too. Now be aware that, you know, the children are pretty special and they're also very karmic. And if you feel a need to have children or you do get pregnant or get someone pregnant, you better believe that more than just being the world family dream, you're introducing yourself to a whole lifetime filled with challenges, and it's like getting a full-time job you don't get paid for except in the reward of some of the good vibes you might have. But it doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to have a best friend as a child either. Knowing how much karma there exists with people that are born to you, usually your worst enemy is born as your child from past lives, and that's where the peace needs to be made. That's why there's so much love-hate between parents and children, because of that energy that exists there. Once in a while, we are gifted with wonderful children and or wonderful parents on the other hand, and that would be a pretty angelic being in that case, almost an extraterrestrial situation. Okay, I'll be interested to hear what some of your opinions are for this topic today or what your comments are. And we are going to replay this show on Labor Day, so happy Labor Day to you, because it's a very important topic, this show. And, you know, childhood karma, and I think this show has been very good so far. You know, at this point, I am sure that many of you that have been listening to this show that have never heard it are sitting there going, well, Farley, you finally nailed me. You finally got me, and you hit me where it hurt the most in my childhood. And now you're also sitting there going, gosh, I wonder if I do have planets in the first house. I wonder if I have planets afflicted, ascendant afflicted in that first house, or an afflicted chart ruler. But you should really have your chart to understand this show.